Let's start with the newest of new media. Huffington Post Australia has just launched. It officially began yesterday. In fact, it was up and about the day before. HuffPo Oz is the 15th in what is becoming a global stable. There are other Huffington Posts in places as diverse as Brazil, India, Germany and Japan. The original in the US has been going for just over 10 years and co-founder Arianna Huffington is still very much in charge. But with the mainstream news media's many web offerings and newish entrants like BuzzFeed and Guardian Australia already well established, what is HuffPo offering that readers can't get elsewhere? The editor-in-chief is Tori Maguire.
Huffington Post unashamedly excels in offering highbrow content and lightweight content in the same spot. So as much as everyone likes to define themselves by the mastheads that they go to, in reality, everyone likes to consume impactful content and also have a bit of a mental snack during the day. And at Huffington Post, you can get it in the same spot.
So both, what, important pieces on how the country's travelling and celebrity stuff?
Or? Oh, no, I wouldn't say so much celebrity stuff. There's certainly plenty of entertainment content, but lifestyle, you know, you might come and read an amazing piece of political analysis by Karen Barlow and then pick up a recipe for dinner that night.
What about video? I think you've already spoken about how important you see video as being for you.
Yeah. Well, Arianna Huffington has already proclaimed that her goal for Huffington Post globally is to be 50-50 in the content split between written word and video, which is very ambitious. So we're one of the first international sites to launch with a video team in place, and it is absolutely central to everything that we're doing. When the journalists come to the news desk or me to pitch a story, they're as much pitching to me as they are to the video editor.
How do you feel about that? Because you're a print stroke text person. That's your go.
I love it. I love video. I love consuming it. I love being on the peripheries of making it. I've had some experience with being in video at News Corporation, but you know, it's a brilliant medium and it's highly accessible. And people now watch it on the bus, on their phone, on their way home from work. And I think it's a really exciting way to get into a story.
What about the blog? Because internationally, and especially in the United States, it's very important to Huffington Post. What about here?
Yeah, well, the same things that are important to Huffington Post in the US are important here. And the goal of the blog platform is to enormously expand the range and diversity of voices who get a say in high-profile media.
Does that fall under your control as well, or is somebody else looking after that, or how does it work?
Well, we have a blogs editor, but as editor-in-chief, the blogs platform is reports to me, yes.
And, of course, there's already been a fuss about this because bloggers don't get paid. And Dee Madigan, who's an ad maven and commentator... Was she approached?
The blogs editor did send her an email. She's published that email. She was approached and, look, so have been a lot of other people, and it was an invitation. It was an invitation that anyone is welcome to say no to. The blog platform, I want to be clear about what it is. It is a very distinct thing than the paid journalism that happens on the site. And there are almost 900 paid journalists at Huffington Post around the world who produce excellent quality journalism every single day. The blog platform is for non-journalists to have a say, and plenty of people willingly and excitedly take up the opportunity every day.
So I had a look at the blog just before I came down here. To get to it, you have to click on it. You have to decide you're going there. But
what do you mean?
Well, there's a bit up the top that says blog, and you click and you go through.
Except that right now one of the blogs is the splash on the homepage.
Ah, that was what I was about to say. It can also make the homepage.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And why shouldn't it? Why should we hide away interesting pieces of content? You know, we had a fantastic post from a fertility specialist writing about how women in their late 30s come to her when they all of a sudden discover that their fertility has fallen off a cliff. And wouldn't it be great if the way society was structured, they A, found out about it earlier, and B, were facilitated to have their babies earlier and weren't sitting in her office at 39 sobbing because their eggs are no longer good. That piece was not written by a journalist. Why hide it away?
But if you put it all in the same place, then people, you can see why there may be some confusion as to what it is.
Well, it's very clearly labelled that it's the blog, and we have very clear bios for the people who write them. So I would say you'd have to be trying very hard to not notice that who's written the piece.
Well, it wouldn't be unknown. But anyway.
And we're certainly not the only site that does it. I mean, many sites around the world have contributors. You can go and put a post on BuzzFeed if you want to, and they often surface it on their homepage.
So looking at it just in these early days, and you had the soft launch on Tuesday and then yesterday was the launch, it doesn't seem to have the same definitive worldview of the mothership, Huffington Post in the US, which I would say is kind of left of centre.
Wow, that's a very quick analysis that you've done there. Like
hot takes is what we do.
Oh, wow. Look, the guiding principles for HuffPost Australia is to examine big issues from all angles. And so that's why in my first blog post, I chose to write about the workplace, because it's something that affects all Australians. And we have an awful lot of statistics about the shape of the Australian workforce and who are casuals and who are not. And it's highly political. And at the moment, it's very politically charged in the debate over penalty rates. And, you know, you've got two sides bashing it out over this issue, but no one's actually asked Australians, what does it mean? What's your day like when you are a casual? And what's it like to have to leave your family on Sunday to go to work? No one asks those questions. They just cover it from a, you know, party political point of view. And so our guiding principle at Huffington Post will be to examine the issues from a more rounded perspective.
I guess somebody like Fairfax would say that. And, of course, they're one of your owners. I think they own 49%. How does it work with them?
They're an investor and a partner, and they're very supportive and they've been very helpful, but editorially, we're independent.
Can you lift anything from their editorial and put it on Huffington Post?
Well, we don't lift content from anywhere. We point to them if they have an exclusive, in the same way that we've pointed already to pieces on The Guardian and we've pointed to News Corp stories, just sending the links directly to the traffic directly to those sites.
What about Contra in terms of promoting you while you're still very, very new?
Yeah.
They already have very established platforms. Sydney Morning Herald, smh.com.au is the second biggest news website in the country. That will be important for you, won't it?
Yeah, and look, they've already been very helpful. I mean, they announced the appointment of Lisa Wilkinson as our editor-at-large across their platforms on Wednesday morning.
If you become as successful as perhaps you'd like to be, and I'll come to how successful you were hoping to be later, but if you do, isn't there a danger you'll cannibalise what they're doing?
Oh, everyone asks me that question, and I think it's a really old-fashioned question. I mean, the idea that people only go to one outlet for their news, it's dead. That idea is dead. You know, the way people consume news now, and maybe not you and me, but certainly young people. I recently taught a class at UTS while I was on maternity leave. I used them as a bit of a personal focus group, actually. And those 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they get their news from all over the place. They didn't grow up in a Herald household or a Telly household. They get their news from all over the place.
Where are you in terms of staff? Have you already ramped up to where you expect to be or what?
No, we haven't. We have finished making the offers for the launch team, but not everyone is physically on board yet. We're having another person join us at the end of this week, one more next week and one after that. And we're having some part-timers start working on weekends for us as well. So once the launch team is actually physically in place, there'll be about 30 people. Some of those will be working on the .com site as overnight editors for the American site, but working in daylight hours in Sydney, and the rest will be working on the Australian site.
What about advertising? There's already ads on the site. Are you going to be getting into the native advertising business as well?
Yeah, that's a big part of Huffington Post business model. That is not run by editorial. So Partner Studio is the native provider. It's in-house. And they commission the work and have it done not by the editorial staff.
That's nothing to do with you at all.
Correct.
But you see it.
Yeah. And they do very high-quality native. It's the kind of stuff that you could strip the ads off it and it still stands up as Huffington Post content.
So how long have you been on board now? Because I think I read about your appointment in maybe, it might have been April.
Oh, I think it was April. I've been on board for about 3.5 weeks because I was finishing up my maternity leave and serving out notice to News Corp. So it's been a pretty quick turnaround, but it's been very exciting.
How are you feeling this week?
I'm elated. Look, I didn't work for 13 months until 3 weeks ago. I was at home with the baby. And so it's been a big adjustment, but I was more than ready. I'm really excited to be on deck. And once this launch week is over, managing the workload, I see it being quite manageable, actually. But obviously launch week is quite another thing altogether.
Well, thanks for finding the time for the media report.
Thank you.
Tori Maguire is the Editor-in-Chief of Huffington Post Australia. And good luck to her. This is the Media Report on RN and Radio Australia. Well, you could be listening online or via the brilliant ABC Radio app. I'm Richard Adey.